This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Republic is live. Operation Off-World initiated. Brain boost completed. Galactic orbit commencing. I'm Alex Jones, your host, broadcasting worldwide. I wanted to hit this because I meant to do it for days. When I get up here and I say the United Nations is running the riots, the UN's running our medicine, I don't just say that. Treaty signed by George Herbert Walker Bush and others have us under the UNESCO. And even though Trump 2 years ago pulled us out of UNESCO and the UNESCO treaty, which is a great thing Trump did, just like he's pulling us out of the WHO, it's still being implemented through the agreements and bureaucracies because Trump isn't a mastermind of studying how this works. And I'm not blaming him. He was running hundreds of properties and all this other stuff. But we've done the study. Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch, back at the time, this is 2015, announces the launch of the Strong Cities Network at United Nations General Assembly, justice.gov. There's video of her saying the UN will oversee our police and disarm them. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the United States. They already run our health care. Launch of Strong Cities Network to strengthen community resilience against violent extremism, justice.gov. And you read it, and it says they'll disarm the American people and the police and then have a UN paramilitary force that controls it all. You need to go read this from yourself. You need to understand what's really going on. But we're going to go to break and come back with Fauci saying the lockdown never ends, and then John Rappaport taking over. But first, this is on Infowars.com. Elmo and his dad discuss why racism is a huge problem in our country at CNN's town hall. The new gimmick is, oh, you know the puppet politicians. You don't like them or the puppet reporters reading teleprompters. How about actual puppets now talking to you like you're 5 years old, trying to put you into a trance? Here it is.
Oh, well, they're gathering together to protest.
Protest? I don't even understand. What's a protest?
Oh, a protest is when people come together to show they are upset and disagree about something. They want to make others aware of the problem.
This is more mind control.
Through protesting,
I know the average
able to share their feelings.
Baby boomer watches this as a kid now, so they're literally trying to put you in a trance like Mr. Rogers.
Make signs like this.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm bringing this sign to the protest at the community center later.
Oh.
I mean, look at this crap.
We
could do something better than this in 5 minutes.
Sad.
They are sad.
Oh, well, you know, the main Elmo guy turned out was a pedophile.
You have every right to be Elmo. People are upset.
Oh, Elmo, people being mean to you, Elmo.
In our country.
We're going to put you in a Chinese death camp, though. That liberal.
What the?
Oh, racism is when people treat...
I love the white dude doing Elmo's dad's voice. It's like, how you doing? Never go full retard, like Prophet Thunder. So, money on it, the guy doing Elmo's dad's voice is a white dude, which is another form of blackface. Which I say, fine, have a white dude do a black dude's voice, but like, you're like, hey, Elmo, they're coming to get you, Elmo.
Yeah.
The white devil's Elmo.
Elmo, but...
Elmo, I got a shot for you, Elmo. Bill Gates loves black people. He says he wants to kill us, but just don't. Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, she wants to love on you a little bit, Elmo.
Especially.
She really love on the girls over at Epstein's place.
Unfairly.
Ain't just guys going to meet with the girls. And, you know, Oprah Winfrey like a little girl here and there, a little friend.
What we are seeing is people saying enough is enough. They want to end racism.
Yes, even Elmo's against it.
No.
Thank you for my pedophile daddy.
I don't care. I'm not with anybody.
take Prozac and commit suicide.
Oh, dear Daddy, how can Elmo support his friend?
Is it pedophile drag queen time now for Elmo? Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, what you're all witnessing is classical brainwashing, classical cult programming. And they're saying, oh, great, the economy screwed up by COVID. That'll defeat Trump. And, oh, but don't open it back up, though, in the blue states and blue cities. And Fauci, on the tip of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, says, oh, COVID's just beginning. It's going to get much worse because we're sending out all the fraudulent tests that the FDA already shut down the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for, but millions are out there and they're showing COVID's everywhere and no one's sick at the meatpacking plants. But if someone tests positive, you got to shut the plant down. Not close to over. Oh, no. Not even close to over. It doesn't matter if the German interior minister, he comes out and says it's all a fraud, or the Italian government comes out, or scientists here. No, no, it's all dangerous. It's all over. It's never ending. You've got to wear a mask unless you're out there protesting George Floyd. And then meanwhile, YouTube, Facebook, all of them are censoring any articles with FBI statistics showing that cops killing unarmed black men is like winning a lottery ticket, but in the bad way. I mean, it's rarer than tits on a boar. It's not as rare as leprechauns or Santa Claus, because that doesn't exist, but it's entering Santa Claus area, which shows the police have just turned these areas over to lawlessness as political correctness, which is why you got record numbers of blacks killing each other. It's very sad the left has paralyzed the police where there's no policing in black neighborhoods now, essentially. So all that's going on. So here's Fauci, the cult leader, the true Jim Jones, who says we should never shake hands again. Shaking hands is over. It's over. They predicted COVID at 20-plus times the death rate. The death rate's all fake numbers out of those that had already died of other things. That's all admitted, but it doesn't matter because Fauci gave us the AIDS fraud. Here he is.
I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected, and many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone was demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about, and unfortunately we're seeing it come true right now.
With that voice, who could be anybody else? Of course, that was the nation's leading infectious disease.
That was Fauci telling you how it works. China's been open for months, so is Sweden, so is many other areas. The world leaders saying it's a hoax, but he says no going outside till there's a vaccine. Even though everything he said was a fraud, that's just the way it is. Well, we're about to have a very important person, investigative journalist John Rappaport, take over. But first, I wanted to hit this. The national talk show host, who will go unnamed, one of the biggest names out there. There's only two guys that are really bigger than InfoWars, and they are. One of them sent me this. People vulnerable to depression are less likely to identify with mainstream right parties, less likely to vote for them, and less likely to place themselves on the right side of the ideological perspective. That's Rolf Degen in a big new study that's been put out by major universities, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, looking at the actual numbers, journals.stagepub.com, that you are many, 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 many times more likely, according to dozens of studies. This is an aggregate breakdown of being depressed or committing suicide if you are a leftist. You're also higher rates of stealing, lying, virtue signaling. You're what, 9 times more likely to say that you're going to give to charity but actually don't. So basically, you're a fake, you're a fraud. And now I've got reports here, an 80%+ increase in people taking psychotropic drugs during the COVID lockdown, and you know, massive increases in crime. This is what you'd expect, getting the powder keg souped up and ready. We're going to have John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com take over. Please don't forget that if we don't navigate this properly, we're going to have a supermassive global meltdown collapse that the globalists want to use for depopulation. We're going to have a major recession, depression, regardless. I would get horrible food. Now they're up to speed 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. They said say 4 weeks. It's actually less than that on average. Highest quality horrible foods, very low price, great packaging. InfoWarsStore.com now available. You should be getting prepared now. Also, all InfoWars apparel is at cost $9.95. Some shirts cost us $15. Average shirt costs us like $8 or $9, $10. So it's $9.95. Only did this 4 years ago during the last election. All shirts at cost. That's a limited time. Because a lot of these are going to sell out very, very quickly. Also, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Iodine now in a high-quality spray bottle. That's now available 33% off out of the gates. And the lowest price ever on Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filters. They will never do this again. They're actually selling it to us, and we're making like $30. They've taken their profit out, leading competitors like $500 a piece. Because same folks own My Patriot, same folks sell the Alexa Pure, you know, water filtration, which is the highest study, you know, highest quality out there as well. For whatever reason, people aren't buying air filtration during this crisis, which is so important for your house. Each big room needs one, you know, a small house needs a couple of them, big house, 4 or 5 of them. I've got them in every area of this area. It's ion filter, but it's the first stage you clean off every month. This is $149.95. And it's because they've got a warehouse full of them. And they're just giving us this deal. Nobody else has this. It's retails $300. InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot. This is at cost for them. They're selling it. We make like $30. Get those limited supply. Alexa Pure Breeze. When I say warehouse, it's like one. So they got 3 containers of them, and he wants to get them out of the warehouse. So if you want air filtration, you can't beat this deal. InfoWarsStore.com as well. Okay, John Rappaport is ready to go, and for the next 48 minutes, he is in charge. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John.
Thank you, Alex. I give you a name. I want you to remember the name. I want you to write it down. Think about it, because that's what this rest of this hour is all about. Erin Marie Olszewski. Erin Marie Olszewski. A military nurse working at the epicenter of the epicenter of the epicenter, which is supposed to be New York, Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, where we are told the most people are dying of COVID, 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 COVID. She's a hero, okay? She went undercover in the hospital with video camera, with audio, talking to nurses, talking to doctors, and she was interviewed at length over an hour and 10 minutes. There she is on your screen. We've got 8 clips. We're going to play them. I'm going to talk about them. This is a major, gigantic smoking gun on what is happening. One piece of background. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, revered public health expert at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, published a review, "Is U.S. Health the Best in the World?" In it, she describes the following. Every year in the U.S., medical treatment in hospitals, including errors and what else would you call it, mistreatment, result in 119,000 deaths per year, added up per decade. This does not even include deaths as a result of toxic meds or vaccines. Mistreatment. Errors in hospitals. We're going to be talking about one of these now. Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York, supposed to be the epicenter of the epicenter. Play clip 1.
I am pulling up like their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab. Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second time, 5-4-2020 at 17-59, not detected. So both of those are negative. Scroll up to the top. This is my patient. They are on a vent, and they are being called COVID-19 confirmed, droplet in contact and eye protection.
So this person is...
Okay. That's clip one. You get it? Labeling people, even the people who by their own test, talked about that before. Negative, negative, no COVID. Mark them COVID, stick them on a ventilator. That procedure we will discuss, very, very dangerous. It's called murder. Be with you after break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Listen to me. We're back talking about a nurse, military nurse, undercover, Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, New York, the epicenter of the epicenter, Erin Marie Olszewski. Video camera in the hospital, undercover, for an extended period of time, not just once. Audio in the hospital. Basically, while being a nurse in this incredible scene there at the hospital, also being an investigative journalist, interviewed on video. The video is up in several places now. It's a banned video. You've got to watch the whole thing. An hour and 10 minutes. I have been doing nothing but since last night. So we established COVID patients in this hospital. They come in. Even by conventional tests, they test negative, 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 but they're coded as COVID-19. What do you know about that? That's what Erin documented, showed it in the first clip. What happens then? As she said, put on ventilators. This is very serious treatment. Cuomo, the governor of New York State, of course, was screaming about the need for ventilators, ordered 30,000 ventilators. What does he know about medicine, health, healing? Zero, less than zero. But, of course, he's suddenly a medical professional, and he knows everything, right? He's also the person who said hydroxychloroquine should never be used, refused to allow it to be used, finally said, okay, in a desperate situation, you can use it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's happening at this hospital? Play clip two.
Reality.
I compare this hospital to a third world country. I've been in a third world country hospital in Iraq. The Iraq hospital is better than this one. And that says a lot. I've been there. I've been in both hospitals.
Play clip three.
There are good nurses that work there, too. Like, I have made good friends with a lot of the nurses that do work there. There's good people, but they're outnumbered.
What happens? The people come in, like this 37-year-old, and what was he complaining of or what was going
respiratory
on?
Respiratory distress. He didn't have COVID either. He did not have COVID.
And how do we know that?
I took care of him. I have the same type of results from his chart as I do with my other patient.
It was like the day before intubation. He was fine on the right breather.
And then they intubated, and then he got a normal.
And now he's 37 years old and dead.
That's what I'm seeing. Like all these negative tests. And they're putting them on these vents. Hopeful that they'll get it. They're being put on these COVID floor. It's murder. It is setting these people up for failure based on.
Okay. It's murder. They put people on these ventilators that have no reason in the world to be on the ventilators, as you saw on the screen, young patient developed pneumonia. That is a serious medical problem that is understood very well in the medical community to be a problem associated with ventilators. So you don't use ventilators just casually, as they're obviously doing, by calling patients that test negative for COVID positive and putting them on the ventilators and killing them at the epicenter of the epicenter. It's murder. It's murder. Does the governor know? Does the president know? Does the mayor of New York know? Does anybody in New York really know what's going on at this hospital? Does anybody in New York in an official position really, really know what's going on at any of the hospitals in New York? So at this particular hospital in Elmhurst, they're generally serving the poor, black, Hispanic populations. What about the elderly? Another, quote, demographic. What about the elderly at this hospital and other hospitals in New York? How are they dealing with them? Getting the message here, Erin Marie Olszewski. So imagine that you're a military nurse. You serve tours in Iraq, as she has. You come back to the States. You're working, I think, originally Michigan, Florida, now up to New York. Okay. Suddenly, you're in the middle of this dire, incredible situation that you recognize is like being, it's worse than the hospitals that you worked in Iraq. What are you going to do? You're there. You're going to walk away. You're going to try to talk to people. She does that. You'll see if you watch the entire video. She talks to a doctor in the hospital, engages him in dialogue. His answers are quite revealing, and I would say typical and cold-blooded as to what to do, what can't be done, the attitude, and so on and so forth. What does she decide to do, Erin Marie Olszewski? She decides to expose everything that's going on and laying it out to the public and to any public officials that want to know what exactly is happening. Play the next clip.
Because they're all scared. Everybody's scared. And everybody's scared to stick up for themselves. And I've called a lot of doctors unethical to their face. And they deserve it.
Calling doctors unethical to their face, and they deserve it. You would think that when there's this explosion of people dying in this one area of Queens, New York, that somebody is going to say, maybe we should look at the hospital. Not just what's happening out there before they get to the hospital. How about we look at the hospital? Why don't we go inside the hospital and find out what they're really doing to patients there? That's what this nurse did. That's what is happening. She deserves every amount of support we can give her because she's put herself at great risk in many ways. Be back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, we're back here. Fade that out. We're talking about Erin Marie Olszewski, military nurse, Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, New York, who has gone undercover in the hospital with video, with audio, talking freely about everything that's going on in that hospital where people are being killed. It's murder. Play clip four.
They're all scared. Everybody's scared. And everybody's scared to stick up for themselves. And I've called a lot of doctors unethical to their face. And they deserve it.
Okay, go on to the next clip.
And this is in the United States. And this hospital is treating low income, mostly, people. And it almost makes me feel like they think these people are disposable. And they're not. They're people. You know, people are not disposable. You know, especially the ones that are struggling day in and day out, the hard workers, you know, like trying to reach that American dream, and they're not given a chance because they're brought to this place where nobody cares.
And is there an understood financial incentive to diagnose COVID?
Yeah, of course. So in the hospital that I'm in right now, it's all COVID at this point.
It's all COVID. Financial incentive to diagnose people with COVID. Their own tests are negative. They're diagnosed with COVID. And again, what does that mean? It isn't just a game they're playing to get money. It is that because the insurance payouts, as I've described before, are considerably higher when you have a patient come into the hospital and is diagnosed as COVID. We understand that. We're talking about something a lot more serious than that for the patient, which is they're put on a train from the point of the diagnosis in this hospital onto ventilators. Highly risky procedure. It's not just, put them on a vent. No. The people that are working these things have to know exactly what they're doing, have to be doing it for exactly the right reason with the individual patient, if absolutely necessary. This is not a one-size-fits-all, as the nurse Erin describes here at some point in the video. And as you'll see, because we're leading up to this, there will be a section here where it's much worse than just the ventilator. There's more involved on this train to death and nowhere than just being put on a ventilator, which itself is dangerous enough. Using the wrong protocol, too much pressure on the lungs, collapsing the lungs, destroying the patient's life, etc., pneumonia that leads to death, etc., from the ventilator. But there's even more, and I want to make sure that we get all this in. So go to the next clip.
Doctors in here, you know, I guess the word traveled after this.
You mentioned earlier that this is a common occurrence where people come in able to speak and they just have low oxygen levels and then they're put on a vent. So what's going on there?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how they're assuming everybody is just the same. There's no individuality anymore. These residents, I think a lot of them are just stone cold. You know, there's no emotion, and they don't view people as people anymore. And it's really sad. Like, I came a little bit later, you know, after the big rush, but there was still a lot of people coming in, and a lot of us were just in shock. Within the first couple days, you could see exactly what was going on.
The bigger problem with this whole scenario is when they intubate people who don't need it.
Yeah,
and it's very clear to me that they're just pushing it.
You almost feel like you are literally living in the Twilight Zone.
Living in the Twilight Zone, intubating people that don't need it, meaning putting them on ventilators when they absolutely don't need it. It's murder. Who cares in New York? Who really cares in New York? Tell you something else. I've also, I believe, reported this on another episode here on InfoWars. A trusted emergency room doctor, not at this hospital, another hospital, said, one of the things that these doctors now don't realize is that many elderly people live with chronically low levels of oxygen. Is it optimal? No. Do they survive? Yes. It's just what is happening to them as they get older, as they get diagnosed, of course, with multiple conditions and are treated with toxic drugs, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. They survive. But they come to a hospital like this, which, as Aaron says, the residents there, they're not working like true professionals that are really competent and understand from experience what's going on. So what does low oxygen in a patient look like to them, in an elderly patient? Put them on a ventilator. Put them on a ventilator. Put them on the train that leads to the ventilator, that leads to pneumonia, that leads to wrong protocol, that leads to too much pressure, that leads to collapsing of lungs, that leads to pneumonia, that leads to death. Put them on that train because he's an old or she's an old person who has chronically low levels of oxygen but manages to survive year to year, decade to decade to decade, but they don't recognize that. They don't see that. They don't know that. They have no clue. Who is educating these people? Who's responsible for that? And where are the investigations of all the hospitals in New York, dealing with all the people in, and what is really going on in these hospitals, not just in Elmhurst? Play the next clip.
What killed him? Did the vent kill him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're so sedated. He had probably 8 or 9 drips. It's all sedation. It's all sedation and paralytics. So you are asleep. It is essentially like you're under, you know, you're in surgery, you know, and they put you under like that for a good month straight. There's no way you can recover from something like that. You're brain dead if you do.
That's the key clip. That's the key clip right there. That's the one that needs to be expanded, elucidated, explained, stressed, laid out in full. What she's talking about there is not just the fake COVID diagnosis leading on the train to the ventilator. And she's not just talking about the patient being given a light muscle relaxer while on the ventilator. Play that clip again.
What killed him? Did the vent kill him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're so sedated. He had probably 8 or 9 drips. It's all sedation. It's all sedation and paralytics. So you are asleep. It is essentially like you're under, you know, you're in surgery, you know, and they put you under like that for a good month straight. There's no way you can recover from something like that. You're brain dead if you do.
We'll explain that detail after the break. Stay with us here on InfoWars.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
John Rappaport back here. The last segment this hour. Okay. What you saw in the clip just before we took a break there was, it's not just a ventilator. It's the ventilator plus heavy, heavy, heavy sedatives. She was talking about somebody who was on 8 or 9 different drugs. They put you to sleep on the ventilator for a long period. That's what she was saying. You don't wake up. How do you like that kind of death? Somebody tests negative even on their own tests for COVID, comes in the hospital. Baby has low oxygen level, whatever. Oh, must put him on the ventilator. Put him on the train to the ventilator, to the effects that I've indicated earlier in the segment, pneumonia, et cetera, wrong protocol, lung collapse, et cetera, whatever. Sedative, massive sedation. The person never wakes up, under a ventilator, sedated, isolated, no friends, no family permitted, dies. If you were the mayor of New York, de Blasio, if you were the governor of New York, Cuomo, wouldn't you be interested in knowing how often that happens in your city, in your state? Wouldn't you be interested? Wouldn't you demand that this be discussed and investigated and prosecuted? Wouldn't you? What about you reporters in New York? Don't you think this is a story? Don't you think you should be camping out in that hospital and at the governor's office and the mayor's office, demanding for once in your life, demanding that you get answers, that you want to know what's happening and why this is happening on the train to death in the epicenter of the epicenter? Don't you think that might be important enough to get up off your ass every day and do the job that you're supposed to be doing as a reporter and a journalist, much less a governor and a mayor, instead of harassing your own citizens and driving them to despair by insisting on massive lockdowns when lockdowns are absurd and counterproductive, and you know it by now, and you're lying through your teeth all the time, all day, all night, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor? Don't you think it's time to lay it out and speak the truth for once in your life, even if it involves admitting what you did when you insisted Cuomo there had to be 30,000 ventilators immediately put into New York, when you said that hydroxychloroquine could not be used except in the very late stages and so on and so on and so forth? Or are you just going to sit there and let this all play out, the endless amounts of economic destruction, the health destruction? Play the next clip.
The same reason they won't use like other treatments that are successful around the world. And I had a conversation with the doctor about this.
Are you guys doing like different sorts of like treatments? Because I know like
nothing works.
They have, yeah, but I mean, there's, you know, they're coming out with different things that are in the testing.
It's the same thing they come with a platform, and that's killing more people than actually save.
Uh-huh.
So that's one.
And he said that they don't work anyway. And I told him, well, obviously what you guys have going on here isn't working. So what's the harm in trying?
I don't expect any of these people to survive. 90% of them will die.
I mean, it's just maintaining. So I figured if it's assumed they're going to die anyway,
yeah,
just try and not throw a few.
Well, it's, you know, yeah. I don't know. That's always an issue in medicine, whether you should just throw things, whether they're dying anyway or not.
But if you could find a cure...
Well, there's no cure, so there's no antiviral therapy. The only way to do it is cure. But there's
no treatment, I should say. Rephrase,
you
treatment.
You could treat it, but you know, you have to have some scientific basis for whether these things are working or not. And just throwing everything at them, you could make them worse.
Uh-huh.
So,
worse than death?
Huh?
Worse than death?
Well, we said 90%, maybe that 10% maybe it's true, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if there's no basis for it working, I mean, you wouldn't just fight things just because.
I
mean,
I would.
Oh, I might.
It could save my life.
Yeah.
She says, I would try to save my life. And you'll see when you watch the entire video at Band Video, she's talking about hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. She's talking about injections or IV of high-dose vitamin C. She mentions this to the doctor, the study that was done. He just passes it off of no concern. You know, what do we care? And why? And she's saying, well, why not try something if death is the alternative? Don't you think a rational or sane doctor would say, well, let's try something? Because we know the alternative is something called death. But no. 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 What difference does it make? What use is it? This is a doctor. This is actually a healer of some kind. Not any kind that I've ever known about. That's actually a healer. With that attitude, sounds very dangerous, in fact, to me. Extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. You've got to watch the entire 1 hour, 10 minute video. Erin Marie Polzuski, military nurse, been a nurse for many years in the military, in civilian life, goes to the epicenter of the epicenter, and eventually, because she's horrified at what she's seeing, decides to do something that very few people would do while still working there. A camera in her glasses, undercover, day after day, audio, video, gathering information, and then having that interview and just laying it out there completely as to what's happening, the whole story. Not many people would do that. Deserves every possible support that we can give. It's just amazing. Just amazing. I don't know what else to say about it. It's all laid out. Where are the public health authorities in New York? Instead of yammering about this and that, and you got to wear the mask and you have to keep the distance and da 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 da. When the health agencies themselves even admit, and mainstream people who are educated in that kind of science epidemiology readily say, this whole thing has been completely politicized. Fauci is just a front man. Why is he there being the spokesman for the epidemic? Why? Because he's on television. That's why. Because he wormed his way up to that position. It has nothing to do with knowledge or science or credentials. You know, some idiot like this interviews him and this idiot talks and everybody watches on television and suddenly, I love Fauci. Is he wonderful? He's the only guy that makes any sense. Yeah, that's because you're deranged that you think he makes sense. Instead of having somebody that actually makes sense, look up Scott Atlas, California. He makes a degree of sense. Look up the leaked German study out of the Interior Ministry that said the whole thing is a false alarm. Even within the conventional picture of this whole epidemic, with all of the focus being on the lockdown, which means the destruction of human life and destruction of economies, which is the purpose behind the whole thing, to bring on the vaccine and to destroy economies and to create the new normal for everybody and never go back to the way it was. There's murder happening in New York. There is murder happening in New York Hospital, Governor Cuomo, de Blasio, public health authorities. Find it. People are not going to be appointed by those idiots to do a real investigation. You're going to have to do it yourself and find out what's really happening. Watch the video. Watch the whole thing. I played 8 clips here. You've got a flavor of what this is about. There's a lot more. Thank you, Erin. Appreciate your work. Stay well. See you next time here on InfoWars.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.